human being. They're a person with a soul that you ought to love that person. And when you walk down the street and you see people walking down the street, does your heart ever break and you just say, oh God, help these people to be saved? You know, you watch people and they have no direction in life. No purpose in life. They don't understand anything about life. They're unsaved. They're gonna live a stupid, miserable life of sin and whatever. They try to have fun with all the drugs and the alcohol and the promiscuity, and they just end up destroying their life. You know, kids out of wedlock. They don't know who their dad is. Living off the government. Their life's a mess. Screaming and fighting and hating each other. And then what happens? They die and go to hell. Boy, doesn't that break your heart? Don't you love those people? Don't you want to get them saved? Don't you want to get them the gospel? Hey, that love is what's got to motivate you to say, I'm going to abide in Christ. I'm going to abide in church. I'm going to be in my Bible reading it. I'm going to let God purge me. What do I need this stupid music for? What do I need this stupid clothes for that are wrong? Well, what do I need it for? I need to be used by God. I need to be purged from these things. I've got to get these people saved because I love them. But you know, when there's a lack of purging that goes on, when there's a lack of fruit bearing, it's only because of a lack of love. But the closer you get to Jesus Christ, the more you read in this Bible, the more you get in church and get under the preaching of God's Word, the more that you allow yourself to be purged, the more that you begin to bring forth a little bit of fruit, the more God will put that love inside of you. And the Bible says the love of Christ constraineth us to preach the gospel. See, the love of Christ is forcing us practically. I mean, because it's just inside of me, this love that I have to get, that makes me want to get everybody saved. If my sin is going to hold me back from getting somebody to save, and that person's going to go to hell because I wasn't meat for the master's use, because I wasn't a branch that was purged that could bring forth fruit, what a tragedy. We've got to have love in our hearts for our fellow man. And see, it's all tied together. See, you have to just jump into this cycle somewhere, because bringing forth fruit makes God purge you. God purge